this great tragedy.
Yeah, let's do the demon, demon, get the principal!
Get your hand out of your ass! The freaks come out at night!
You are a bitch! You understand me, you fucking whore? You want little, you got little!
Finally, my white ass crack!
Eat my fucking cock.
Shit it out, whore.
Shit it out.
Ooh.
One more time.
Oh, my ass is like all falling out.
My name is Scott Micken, and I like ice skating.
The whistles go,
it's down, they blow it up with hot piss.
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know where the prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This great tragedy.
Oh, it's all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, no.
Yummy, 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 I'll go rub in my tummy.
Yeah, hey freaks, Dimension with you back for a weekend edition of DV. It's Sunday. I mean, you're probably listening to this right after church, which is very
don't
good.
Don't you know that is so concerned about you?
That's America's pastor, Kearney Thomas.
I mean, you're going through hell right now. What? And you're needing to work the miracle. Pray that God will not only hear, but God will answer.
Why did you do that?
Prayers, the prayer of faith for you, for God to work in your family.
It's only with the word God that he freaks out. Right. The rest of the time, he's very subdued. You know, right now, you're going through some hard times, and the only one who can help you is God! Freaking like he's, what else, like a, some sort of raven. Willow's got a bird that goes, whatever. I don't know. I don't know my birds. Listen, I got a great show for you. Today, we start with a very short Family Feud clip. Corey sent this in. He said, this is like if any listener of Distorted View was on Family Feud, this would be the number one answer.
There's something in your house you would yell out if it stopped working.
Probably spouse.
That's right. Get back in the kitchen, bitch! No downtime for you, lady. I understand. Look, during the day when the man's at work, the woman should be at home cleaning and getting dinner ready. And then as soon as dinner's ready, she has a little bit of downtime. And the pleasure of your company, the man's company, as he enjoys whatever meal you've prepared for him. And then afterwards, there's no time to watch TV. You gotta start cleaning the dishes, put the kids to sleep. Come on. Get back to work.
Name something in your house you would yell at if it stopped working.
Probably spouse.
So that was the old host of Family Feud. You know, Steve Harvey is the host now. Here's a clip from a recent episode.
Well, Steve, this doesn't pertain to me because I'm celibate, but you have a small penis!
Poor Steve Harvey. Now that's something my listeners would shout at me. Hey, faggot!
You got two strikes. Well, Steve, this doesn't pertain to me because I'm celibate.
If you got a good look at this woman, Regina, you would understand why she's celibate. Not by choice.
Steve, this doesn't pertain to me because I'm celibate, but you have a small penis.
That family's odd. It's a bunch of black guys and then that white woman. Ah, she's overweight. I guess it all makes sense. Moving on, you know, in Chicago, there's this place called Wiener Circle. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a hot dog joint, and a lot of TNB goes down. Everyone who works there is, like, black, and they have no problem swearing, screaming, and cussing you out. It's part of the charm. That's why people go. As a matter of fact, if you watch Conan, I learned about it from Conan O'Brien, because Conan O'Brien went and did, like, a remote or whatever, and they were yelling at him. I mean, it was Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. I don't know. At any rate, I've got a clip here. Someone was whipped out their cell phone and started video recording a confrontation between some drunk guy and the staff. Now, the white guy, I don't know if he understands what Wiener Circle is and how, you know, what the protocol is. You know, I don't know if he's expecting these black people to yell at him or whatever, but he starts throwing shit at the black people, and that's a big no-no.
Boy, give my money, bitch. $8.
I love it. Now, that's par for the course, right? Bitch, give me my money. $8.
Boy, give my money, bitch. $8.
I love it.
Now, you can hear the drunk guy going, where's my money, bitch? Now he's throwing stuff at her. I don't know, that's a tip jar or something that you heard. Or he's grabbing the cash register. I can't quite tell where his hand's going.
Stop taking these motherfucking orders. Fuck them.
I like that. She cuts people off. We're not taking your motherfucking order. Right? They don't need security. They are the security. These are tough little black broads.
$3. Here you go, baby.
Down there.
And you got $2.
Yep.
What's on these $2?
Everything but tomatoes.
You guys can't keep track of shit.
Your mama can't keep track of you, bitch.
You can't
fuck. That's why your ass is loose in the street.
Well. All right, now she's throwing like bags and containers for the hot dogs and shit at this guy's face.
Fuck you.
Oh, she's hitting him right in the head.
Fuck you.
I love it because even after he gives up and starts walking away to the door, they continue to throw shit at him.
Fuck you.
Ooh.
That's what he gets.
Yeah, that's what he gets. I want to go to that place. Next time I'm in Chicago, I'm there. If there's one thing you should learn about Distorted View, it's if there's a clip of an angry black person, chances are it's going to be featured on TV. I just can't get enough of black people losing their shit. Moving on, we got a bit of a news bloopy here. This is from a live remote, the Fox affiliate. Is, I don't know, out on the river or something.
In 1989, the Giants were in the World Series versus the
Oakland
A's.
Okay.
Oh,
my gosh!
Oh, a bird took a big fucking shit on this guy's head and his shoulders.
Series versus the Oakland A's.
Okay.
Oh,
my gosh!
Hang on. You know, I have to tell you, one of my goals in life, Bethany, is to make it on YouTube, and I think I just did. I'm on YouTube. Hello to my YouTube friends. How are you?
This could have gone horribly wrong. Like, if that would have happened to me, I would have been, Jesus fucking Christ, this is just my goddamn luck. Why don't we kill these goddamn, like, I would just go off, right? I'd have everyone pissed off at me. I'd probably say the N-word at some point. Goddamn nigger birds! I don't know why, just because I'm racist, I guess. So I'd piss off the black people, piss off the animal lovers, PETA or something. Get my gun! I'm going to shoot the fucking bird's brains out!
What am I supposed to go?
This guy's a good sport, though. Like, he realized he was on live TV, and he didn't want to jeopardize anything. So, look at these birds. I'm on YouTube.
One from here. Hey, Darren, it's raining in San Francisco. It's raining bird crap, if I may say that.
Yeah. But you may use that strong language. All right, there you go. Stupid. Moving on. I have been saying this for a long time now, but we as a civilization are in real trouble. And YouTube is a good way, a good window into our downfall, I guess. So, you know, if you've ever seen that movie Idiocracy, this is what's going on. This is real. Mike Judge is a brilliant man. There's just a stupidity that, and I think what's happening, stupid people keep breeding, This is just like the movie Idiocracy. Stupid people are the ones who are breeding and having tons of kids. The smart people are too smart to have kids. So they're dying off. All the good genes, all the smart brains and shit, they're ceasing to exist. And the idiots, and the inbred people are the ones who are proliferating. Oh, they are thriving. So here is a good example. This is called Slap for Cash, in which fat people slap others for money. It's this big fat guy who just bitch slaps people, I guess. All right, you can check him out at facebook.com/slapforcash.
Good, y'all. It's Big Diesel. We're at it again. Slap for Cash, Florida. Marky Mark, Slap for Cash, Florida. It's about to go down. What up, Rick? Here we go.
So the idea is these skinny white guys are blindfolded, and the big fat man takes one good whack at their head, and they always go down.
Ready, bro?
Slap for Cash, Florida.
Slap for Cash, Florida.
Come on, Slap for Cash, Florida. How much could you possibly make for getting slapped in the head, really? And down he goes. And boom goes the dynamite. So the fat guy slaps this guy so hard, he's down on the ground instantly. And he's passed out, but he's, like, sleeping. You hear him snoring. Oh. It's not a gunshot. It's slow-mo. The real problem is I think the guy hits the dude's ear. And that, you know, that will fuck you up. Like, it's not so much the cheek that I think is the problem. It's just over the ear. Bust out your eardrum, man. All right. So you can hear him snoring.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's sleeping.
That's a good alternative to Ambien. Have one of your fat friends slap your face.
Oh my god.
So this is all this guy does on his YouTube channel. Oh, he's waking up. He has no idea what happened to him.
Oh, he doesn't even know what's going on.
Why is this real life? Of course, there's the dumb fucking broads. Is there a kicked in the cunt for money YouTube channel? Because I would like to start that. You just fucking... You punt their cunt. Oh, that's a good name. Punt the cunt. Is that available? Is that username available on YouTube? YouTube.com/punt the cunt. I could make a fortune.
Oh. Yo, slap for cash, Florida, bro. Sometimes you get cold cocked and you go to sleep, man. Night, night.
Like, this guy acts all tough and stuff, but he's the one doing the slapping. No one's slapping him, and he weighs like 400 pounds. Of course you're going to knock them on their asses.
Can I view it all? All right.
Hey, man, I'll get...
It's simple physics.
Extra $10 right. If you stay on your feet, bro.
Extra $10 if you stay on your feet.
Here we go. I love the fat guy, because he's got, like, he got his sleeve rolled up, and he's doing that thing where he's stretching. Yeah, he's going to get a good...
Calm down.
He's going to exert a lot of force here.
Shut the fuck up. You're next.
Yeah, here we go. I like that he makes the noise as well. Pow! All right, you get the idea. Again, he's knocked on the floor. Hit his head, too.
I guess you don't get that $10, bro.
You got that, though.
Are you straight?
You okay, man?
I think we're okay.
Anyone would get knocked. I don't understand the point. Like, you know, anyone getting hit that hard by a big fat dude is going to hit the ground, right? No one in this video is a hard ass. I mean, the big fat guy is fat. The only thing he has going for it is brute force. All right, whatever. Let's just move on. Before we get into the news, I've got an ad for a South Dakota congresswoman. This was featured on Gawker. I thought this was insane, right? So this woman, I guess this is kind of like an attack ad on the guy, but to me, it makes the woman seem like a hick and a rube and should be nowhere near Congress. Let's see what Christy has to say here.
Christy Nome, Matt Verilek. Radically different backgrounds, radically different visions for South Dakota. 1990.
Like, as if South Dakota even matters in the grand scheme of things, excuse me. You know what I mean? Like, isn't that like the least populated state? All right, so whatever.
7. Arizona.
Oh, yeah, okay, so 1997.
South Dakota. 1997. Arizona, Matt Verilek gets a degree in environmental studies and starts teaching at the Biosphere 2.
Boo! Boo education! Boo science! Boo biosphere!
Known as an incubator for radical environmental ideas. Back
in... What? I've never once heard that. Radical environmental ideas. They were studying shit. You know what I mean? The biosphere, right?
Back in South Dakota, Christy Noem is named Outstanding Young Farmer of the Year.
Oh, what a feather in her cap. That's going to really help in Congress.
By the Watertown JCs, 1999.
You know how to feed pigs. Slop the pigs.
Matt Verilek earns a master's degree at the University of Glasgow, Scotland.
Boo for more education.
And is named a greenhouse gas emissions broker for NatSource, a company that profits from cap-and-trade energy taxes.
Mm.
2000. Matt Verilek authors a document advocating a global cap-and-trade scheme, while Christy Noem is managing the family farm in Hamlin County.
Okay, so she's, you know, a housewife, basically.
2001. Verilek attends Cambridge University in England for additional environmental study.
Boo! Education!
Verilek goes to Marrakesh, Morocco, promoting a global cap-and-trade plan at a United Nations Global Warming Summit.
So this guy is, you know, he's got tons of education. He's publishing documents on, environmental issues, cap-and-trade bullshit, whatever. But then he's going to the UN, speaking at the UN. Like, he's all over the goddamn world doing actual stuff. What is this girl?
Back in South Dakota, Christy is living in Castlewood, farming.
Oh, still farming. So she hasn't done anything yet. After all these years, Christy's still farming.
Raising a family. Helping to balance the books and manage a family restaurant.
Oh, whatever. Listen, I mean, this is all great. Nothing against Christy, right? Farming is good. Raising a family is good. Managing her restaurant and helping to balance the family books. It's all wonderful stuff. But you can't compete with this guy when it comes to, you know, actual experience.
2003. Matt Verilek is in Milan, Italy, speaking at another UN Global Warming Summit. Back in South Dakota, Christy Noem receives the South Dakota Young Leader Award from the South Dakota Soybean Association.
Oh, wow.
2004, Matt Verilek leaves his job as policy director for NatSource to become a Washington, D.C. political staffer.
So now he's got. Now he also has, you know, political experience.
2006.
He's actually, you know, working in Washington, D.C.
Matt Verilek hosts a raucous National Corn Dog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
This guy sounds awesome! How could you not want to vote for him? He hosted a National Corn Dog Day? He's serving over 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for Jägermeister?
2006, Christy Noem wins a seat in the state legislature representing northeastern South Dakota in Pierre.
Finally, she does something. But again, you can't compete with the corn dogs and the Jäger.
Sioux Falls, 2008. Matt Verilek is back corndogging again, defending his title as one of the few to achieve a triple-double for his beer and corndog consumption.
I'm sorry, he just sounds awesome, you know what I mean? Like, I understand they're trying to make, you know, turn this into corndog gate or whatever. Yeah, look at him corndogging. Everyone laughing and riding and cornholing except for Buster. I guess she's saying that. What is she saying? So he spends a day at some corn dog festival or something.
As for
all politicians do that. There's always those crazy photos of, like, someone sucking down a corn dog, deep throating it or something, like Sarah Palin or something.
Christy Noem in 2008. Well, she was still looking out for South Dakota taxpayers and still representing her friends and neighbors in the legislature. Matt Verilek or Christy Noem? Radical ideas or South Dakota common sense? Who do you trust?
What exactly were the radical ideas?
Present
education?
Dakota. Paid for by the South Dakota Republican Party.
I think they kind of missed the mark there, but I'll let you be the judge. And if you're in South Dakota, you should email me or call in and let me know who you're going to vote for. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, guys, real quick, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. If you like the program, oh, you will love the Sideshow. Just tons of exclusive bonus content, including extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Did a bunch of morning dumps yesterday, last week, which were about an hour in length each. So right there, that's like 3 hours of bonus content, plus the exclusive show we did and the extended program. Sign up right now. Support the program. It really does help out. If you like the show, prove it. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. That equals out to about like $5-something a month. Very good deal. Less than a value meal, as a matter of fact. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, guess who loves poetry now? Guess who loves reading poetry and performing poetry? That's right, the elderly, because they've got nothing else to do. Quote, most people, when you say poetry to them, a curtain goes down, said Howard Ellowis, an 87-year-old man who, for 8 years, has led a poetry group at a Wendy's restaurant in Deerfield Beach. Oh, that's right. That's in our most fucked up state, isn't it? Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Oh, these old people just infuriate me. Folks who reject poetry, Eloise said. Elohim, isn't that from the Mormon video? Isn't that the supreme god, Elohim? Folks who reject poetry, Eloise said, forego a simple and healthy pleasure. People are not as interested in poetry as they are in bingo or bridge, but they don't know what they're missing, he said. Poetry can heal boredom, depression, and anxiety. Every Friday, a group of 9 to 13 seniors gather at a round table to read and discuss poetry. Amid burger wrappers, ketchup cups, and stray fries, they indulge in their passion for the ancient art form with words scrawled on napkins, loose-leaf paper, and battered notebooks. I guarantee you, all those poems are just them complaining. This poem is entitled, Why Is My Soup Always Cold? All right, I've got a poem for you old people. It's a beat poem. Get some music here. Yeah. Adult diaper, diaper garment, depend undergarment. Under what? Underneath the bloomers, underneath the sweatpants, underneath the years of the urinary control lie a piss-soaked reminder of our age. Under the garment. Bowel control, can't control the flow. The flow of feces, the flow of time. Time is a fleeting thing. Fleeting, fleet enema. Sometimes you can't go. Sometimes the flow slows. You need that enema to regain control. But there is no control. No control. A reminder lies underneath, under the garment. Depend under garment. When you walk, when you roll, you feel that loss of control. Sloshing in your pants, a mixture of piss and shit. The stink of the elderly wafts about. Letting everyone know you're no longer in control. Control of the flow. All that piss leaks out, those farts squeak out. That rancid shit reeks out under the garment. Last days on earth, the indignity of it all. Some Mexican nurse wiping your ass, smearing it on that toilet paper. The canvas for your bowel movement art. The brown streaks and the lines, some are bold and some are fine. A fecal masterpiece, a Jackson poo lick. Look at those deep stains caused by that chocolate rain. It's an anal punami. A Category 5 turdicane. Out of your ass and into your pants. Your underpants, your undergarment. Ask yourself, does it matter? Does anyone care? Does any of this mean anything? The answer lies in your pants. Your underpants. Your undergarment. The answer is... depends. Thank you. That's quite enough. Back to the story here. Eloise, or whatever, spends hours poring through the local bookstore's poetry shelves, choosing each week's selection. He copies them by hand, then I can't stop talking like I'm reading a poem. Choosing each week's selection. He copies them by hand, then photocopies them to pass out during the readings. The poetry readings. All right. The last Friday of the month is devoted to poems written by members. Oh, I'm sure that's fucking excruciating for everyone at the Wendy's. Every single fucking patron and employee. All right. There's an added benefit of mental stimulation that comes from spirited discussions as group members dissect a poem and spar over its meaning. They should read my poem, The Sneeze. There's some deep meaning there. For it was a sneeze that brought me to my knees. Pass the Kleenex, please. What could that mean? All right, so there you go. Old people like to read poetry at Wendy's. Newsflash. This is the type of news we cover here on Distorted View Daily. Breaking news out of a Wendy's. Bunch of old people are gathered around eating their single. Or old people probably just eat their junior cheeseburgers. Because it's too much for them. Well, maybe would you... I can't eat all this. Do you want to split a 5-piece chicken nugget? All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today comes from Tulsa. Tulsa police say a man being booked into the county jail had a woman's ear in his pocket. Gotta say that's a little incriminating. Officers were notified early Friday morning of a woman injured in fleeing Braden Creek Apartments. The woman told police she was assaulted and held against her will by her child's father. Did the woman mention that a chunk of her ear is missing? Also, the cops were not very observant. According to an arrest report, the woman had visible injuries on her face, head, torso, arms, and legs. She had bite marks on her body, and a portion of her right ear had been torn or cut off. There it is. I would lead with that, by the way. When you've got part of your body that's been chewed off, that's the big one. I mean, I understand visible injuries to her face. That sucks. You know, maybe she got a black eye or something, but, you know, you're missing part of your ear, lady. All right. The woman also had broken ribs and a collapsed lung. She was transported and treated at a local hospital. Hall was located in front of his apartment where he was taken into custody. He later... That's not a good idea either. I mean, I know you're thinking maybe you're smart. I know. Where's the last place cops would think to find me? Right in front of my apartment building. No one would be that dumb to stay at their residence. But sadly... The police were on to you. All right. While being booked into the Tulsa County Jail, police found bloodstains and clumps of hair matching the victims. Yeah, really. When you attack someone, try to get all their DNA off of you. You don't want to hold on to clumps of hair and shit. Among the evidence was a portion of the woman's ear, which officers found in Hall's pocket. Hall was booked for domestic assault and battery, kidnapping, maiming, and interfering with a police officer. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, this one also comes from Florida. I'm not going to play the jingle here. I love it because these two stories pretty much encapsulate what Florida is all about. We did a story about old people, and now we're going to talk about crazy people. Couples may argue, but when they argue about being evicted from their home... Well, that's a different ball of wax. Denise Harris, a 39-year-old De Leon Springs or something resident, poured hot wax on her boyfriend's face. I'm sorry. That was kind of funny. I spit all over my monitor there. My mouth is very juicy today. I'm drinking this delicious Snapple. All right. Denise Harris, a 39-year-old De Leon Springs resident, poured hot wax on her boyfriend's face and hair and then bit him in the jaw after a heated discussion about their impending eviction. When the boyfriend pushed her off of him, she reportedly punched him in the nose. This marks Harris's 9th booking at the county jail since 2005. She's going for a record. There's no word on, like, what happened to the guy. Like, she poured hot wax on him, which is very, you know, medieval. Isn't that what they did? They had, like, hot wax, and they would pour it over the castle onto people trying to infiltrate or whatever. Was it hot wax, I think? Whatever. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know how his face fared in this whole thing. Hopefully he'll be okay. That, my friend... I don't care, quite frankly. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Sunday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I think I'm gonna video record me performing my... my elderly poetry slam. Because I get very animated. You should definitely check it. Maybe I'll post it on YouTube tonight. I'm ambitious. I'm feeling ambitious. Let's do a couple voicemails here. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim, Broken Robot here.
Hello.
You said something a while ago, like a month ago, about threading eyebrows.
Yes.
I've been thinking about it ever since. And I finally looked it up online.
It's not as scary as I thought. Yeah, I looked it up, too.
And you were way off of base, but that's kind of what I assumed, too. Like, I thought women were actually, taking a needle and thread and, implanting thread in place of, not having eyebrows?
Yeah, I could see that happening. I guarantee you in the next few years that's going to happen. People are going to sew eyebrows on and shit.
That's really not the case. They just use the thread to, clip and pull the hair out of their face.
Yeah, it's basically, a piece of thread, right? And they have it so it can, wrap or get in on the hair. And then it's basically pulling the eyebrow hair out of you. So it's just like ripping it out by the root and stuff. You know, it's kind of normal. Yes?
Hey, Jim, I got a joke for you.
Okay.
What glue do you use to glue a black child's hands to the wall?
What type of glue do you use to get a black... What is it to get a black kid's hand stuck to the wall?
To glue a black child's hands to the wall.
I don't know. Elmer's glue. I don't know. Nigger glue.
Give up.
No.
You use Gorilla Glue.
Oh, I see. Racist.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose calling.
Hello.
I just wanted to call and let you know Election Day is coming up, and that means that our four-year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah.
The first time I ever listened to your show, you were making fun of Sarah Palin and her little waterhead baby Trig.
Oh. The good old days.
And, that's when I fell in love with you, Timmy Boo. So keep it up. 4 years as a sideshow member, and for 4 more years.
Thanks. I just found a picture someone took. I can't remember. I think it was from last presidential election where they wrote me in as their pick or whatever, and they took a picture in the booth or whatever and sent it to me. I'll have to try to find that again. Make it album artwork. It was glorious. What a waste of a vote.
Hey, Timmy Boo Boo, it's Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Member. I'm calling because I've been listening to Surly talk about the Amish people, and now I'm wondering if that is why the one Amish boy on the show is adopted, and the one Mennonite girl on the show is adopted. Is that so they get fresh bloodlines in there so they don't have as many of those defected babies and stuff?
Wow.
Just curious.
Could be.
What's your thoughts? Love you. Bye.
All I know is they stink, so I hear.
Hello, this is Mrs. Masonic, and I'm...
Is this the bitch from Pacific International again? This is very embarrassing. Yes, I've got a bedwetting problem. I don't, we don't need to announce it to the whole world.
I'm with Pacific International. You had inquired to us for some information, and we may have a consultant in your area shortly.
Sure,
you
sure.
can reach us at 800.
They're going to fly out a consultant for me. There you go. I got to call these people and set them straight. Ask for their help. And they can set me straight. Maybe we'll do that next week on the program. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Just the way I say things sometimes. I surprise myself how ridiculous I sound. Yes. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God.
Boy, give my money, bitch. $8.
That part, I sound like I had a stroke. Yes, thank you guys so much for listening this weekend. Sign up for the Sideshow if you're not members. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I'll see you back tomorrow to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I love having sex with my tongue, with women mature or quite young. I lick on their bits, their pussies and tits, and love it the most when they come.